After 2 years of being stuck at home in the pandemic, people are ready to get out in the world. Now, you can grin and bear the high price of getting on an airplane, or you can transport yourself through the pages of a good book. And I am so pleased to get to talk about all this with Maureen Powell. She helped put together the first summer edition of NPR's Books We Love project. Maureen, thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm so delighted to be here.
So usually NPR puts out this massive list at the end of the year. But it does make sense to do it now, right? I mean, summer is a perfect time to dig into a whole pile of new books.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what we were thinking. We've got a ton of books, 167 exactly. They're published between January and June across genres, historical and literary fiction, mysteries and thrillers, just to take you different places this summer.
Yes, we all want to go different places, different than our living rooms and basement offices. All right, so let's get started. I personally am a sucker for dystopian fiction, the darker the better. Do you have anything to satisfy that?
I do have one recommendation. It's not exactly dark dystopian, but...
Okay, I'll take like, you know, grayish.
Yeah, exactly. This one's called Scattered All Over the Earth by Yoko Tawada. And our reviewer called it riveting and bizarre as can be. In this world, Japan no longer exists, and the main character is a climate refugee who is now traveling around Europe teaching a new language that she invented herself. And it features wordplay in this invented language and sort of has been described as word games in a dystopian world.
This is so totally my thing. I've lived in Japan and taught English. I'm super into weird word puzzles. I think you've just given me my next read.
I'm so glad.
Okay. I want to ask about food because this is another way you can immerse yourself in another culture, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's where my own personal bias might come in a little bit. I'm from the South. It's from my home state of South Carolina. It's called Gullah Geechee Home Cooking by Emily Meggett, the matriarch of Edisto Island. And it's the home to the Gullah Geechee people who are the descendants of enslaved people brought over from West Africa. Because they lived on these barrier islands, they were sort of isolated and were able to preserve their own language and cultural traditions. So this is sort of the story of the Gullah Geechee people told through sort of classic recipes like red rice and deviled crab, which are some of my favorite things.
All right. So, Maureen, you have kids. I have kids. We need to occupy them this summer and preferably not in front of screens. So what book recommendations might you have for them?
One I wanted to highlight is called One for All by Lily Lanoff. From the title, you can probably gather that it is a retelling of the story of the Three Musketeers. And it takes us both to a different place and time.
Nice.
It's set in 17th century Paris in the time of Louis XIV. And the twist is that the swashbucklers are all young women. And cool. I just love it. It's like sisterhood. My own teenager is reading it right now. So I can vouch for this one.
Okay. Traveling through time and space is always a winner for a book that's going to keep your kids' attention. Maureen Powell has given us so many good recommendations for books this summer. You can find all 160 plus at npr.org/books we love. Thanks, Maureen.
Thank you.